Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hello there. How you doing out there? It's Duchess. Whew, this has been a real rough day for me. I just hope my mics hold up. I don't know if I had them charging properly while I was away on vacation, but here I am. And it looks like the battery is holding for the moment. So why don't we find out what's going on out in your world? Okay, while we wait for the board to light up, looking at everyone all happy and smiling and doing their thing, while we're waiting, we might talk about this March 3rd, 2019. You know, this is the third month of the third day of the third month in a number 3 year. Now, when we say a number 3, we have a 2019. 2 plus 0 is 2 plus 1 is 3. Plus 9, and that will bring us to, that will bring us to 12. You add the 12 and the 1 together, and that equals 3. So it's a third, a number 3 year. That's what we say, a number 3 year. So we have the third month, third day, and a number 3 year. That's some powerful stuff going on out there. So what does that mean exactly? The past 3 months are now firmly behind us. The next 3 months will bring huge blessings, good luck, and how about a little fortune? We could all use a lot of some of those things. Your mental, physical, and spiritual health are all divinely protected. And your mind, body, and spirit are in full alignment. Praises be to the Creator. You have gone through major transformation. All of us have. In light of all the things that are happening across the face of this earth, every single individual, okay, has gone through some type of challenge, some type of major transformation. Your hard work is paying off, and you are ready for an exciting new start. That would be wonderful. So we've got to let go of all that negativity. Positive change is coming. This is a new chapter with effortless manifestation. So pay attention to signs. Pay attention to them and synchronicities. And let your intuition lead the way. Well, you know, Lena Stevens had a lot to say about all of that in her Power Path. And as we look at it, we come to an understanding that while we read these every single month and they are works of the Power Path and Forecast and Lena Stevens, we have to have a better understanding that these readings are a shamanic outlook, providing a practical alternative to traditional horoscope. Now, many of us, we understand or are familiar with hearing the word horoscope and what's your birth sign and what month were you born in. But Lena Stevens and her husband, Jose, are shamans. And the Power Path Monthly Forecast is a spiritually oriented blend of unique insights, including shamanism and indigenous traditions, the personal essence systems of understanding, personality dynamics, and just a bit of traditional horoscope astrology. The forecast usually offers recommendations and suggestions for navigating the challenges and making the most of the opportunities. So this shamanic outlook usually has been reported to be accurate. It's accurate, practical, and extremely helpful in supporting a spiritual path. So if you listen on a regular basis, you know that the power path forecast for January was cleaning it up. So we entered into the year with a forecast to start cleaning stuff out. As a matter of fact, before I went on my vacation, I got myself a brand new set of manila file folders because I'm going to make my file cabinets look dress right dress. I'm going to start pulling all of this stuff out of here that has accumulated over the years, and my filing folders that have been reused over and over and over again, they need to be culled and thrown away. So with January, Lena's forecast was clean up. So hopefully some of you out there who were listening have gone along with that process. Then we got to February. February, we had the month was activation. Now, after all of that cleaning up we should have done in January, February was the activation month. You know, like just get all of that stuff done, over with, in the trash, out, and just gone with. And now it leads us up to what is the next step. Now, Lena's forecast for the month of March is telling you how to take that next step, or encouraging you to take that next step. And she doesn't want us to look too far into the future. And she would like for us to look in the present, the current time, and not dwell on what's in behind us, you know, because there's a lot of stuff behind us that may want to be hanging on to us, or people wanting us to drag them along with us, drag them along with us as we go along our spiritual path of growth. We've cleaned up, you know, we've cleaned up the mess. The mess should be clean, or should be on its way to the dumpster, you know. Now it's time to know what the next step will be. So in taking that next step, we are also dealing with some anxiety, some fear, some confusion, and trusting the unknown. That's the hardest part about life, trusting the unknown. So we exit the month of February with lots of bits and pieces on our plate. Some are clear. Some make no sense whatsoever. Some fit the puzzle, and some don't. You just can't find where those pieces fit in at, so they just left off in a pile on the side. Some have come out of the blue, creating sudden change. And some feel like roadblocks with no clear solution yet. There will be those of you that begin this month with a slight state of overwhelm and anxiety. Others will be excited about the possibilities and ready to launch into that next step. A lot was put into motion in February, and some of it is just beginning to manifest. The next step is on everyone's mind. We all know that we are moving forward in some way. That's all of us, all over the face of this earth. We're not just talking you and your next door neighbor, or because I'm whispering in your ear. We're not just talking to you. We're talking about the person sitting next to you. We're talking about the person sitting across from you. We're talking about all those relatives that are around you. And some of you know exactly what that is and are chomping at the bit to get there already. You just want to do it, and you want to do it now. But for many, there are still unknowns, loose ends, and gaps in clarity that may be producing anxiety, worry, and fear. And you know who you are. We know we are going somewhere, creating something new. We just do not have all the parts together yet. And the fear is that we will fail or be disappointed and unsuccessful in reaching our goals. I'm a little bit hoarse. I've been like really trying to stay something away from me. But I don't have time for anything to be catching me. So I just have to keep on keeping on. Back to what Lena is saying. As we evolve, we are inevitably moving into a new octave, a higher vibration, the upper room, so to speak. But our fears are holding us back as we cling to what we know. As unsatisfying as that may be, some of us are holding on tightly because we're afraid of that unknown. There is no stopping the evolutionary process, though. It's just like telling your hair or your fingernails not to grow. The more you cling and hold back, the greater the possibility you will end up in depression and despair. When I say depression, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Because people don't understand how all this anxiety and stuff can keep you from moving forward. You know, when you end up in depression and despair, it will block creativity and a feeling of stagnation. And there are some things we can do to kind of prevent that depression from setting in. Everyday, common sense, little things, you know? So, will we survive? Of course you're going to survive. You know, we will survive, but our instinctive centers are not convinced of this. They will dig out some of our subconscious every reason not to take a risk towards improvement and stir up every fear from the past, causing us to worry and be anxious about what has not yet happened. If you are waking up in the middle of the night with anxiety that has no connection to anything in your life, this is the instinctive center reacting to the collective non-specific anxiety triggered by change and what has been activated. Now, what we need this month is to quiet the mind, nurture the body, and eliminate the worry about the future by staying present as much as possible. When you are focused on the present, the here and now, the past disappears and the future does not yet exist. So what does it mean to be present? Being present is a constant discipline of pulling your attention away from the past and the future and staying focused on what is right in front of you. It's a thing of saying to yourself, and you can do this, when you find yourself thinking about the future and getting all upset and anxious about it, what if, what if, what if, what if, bring your mind back and say, you know, be here now. Once you say that, the brain shifts, the mind shifts, and it looks around at your surroundings, and it is here now. If you're washing the dishes and you find yourself moseying off to something, you know, that happened in the past, you know, you say to yourself, be here now. Once you catch it, say, be here now. And guess what? You start focusing in on that soapy water that your hands are in those dishes. Okay? Now, if you're using the dishwasher and you find yourself wandering off, you know, haphazardly, say, be here now, and you hear the dishwasher running, you know, and the water sloshing around in the dishwasher. That's what happens when you are in the present state of mind. And this requires trust in right timing and that your unseen support system will guide you to the right place at the right time and keep you in that golden line towards your intentions, which is your true path. So be here now, because the future we are dreaming up is filled with unknowns. The mind cannot process the next step and has no information for us about how to get where we wish to go. So you have to be here now so that you can take that next step. Now, the good news is that the greater dreams and intentions have already been put into motion. Do you know that when you go to sleep, in your sleep time, your dream time, do you know that you're putting things into motion? You know, while your eyes are closed and your mind is at rest, all right? And we just have to get out of the way and allow those things to manifest without micromanaging the details or focusing on what seems to be negative and destructive around us. Since the mind only pulls information from what it knows from past experiences, it cannot possibly have the information about the future until the future becomes the present. So your mind can't tell you what's going to happen based on what has already happened, because it hasn't happened yet. Therefore, the next step requires trusting in the unknown and being fully present to take advantage of the opportunities that show up, some suddenly and some little by little. The whirlwind of action, change, disruption, and chaos will be a reprieve this month as Mercury goes retrograde on the 5th for 3 weeks. As inconvenient as this can be for communication, because Mercury is the planet of communication, timing, and mishaps, it does give us the opportunity to take a breath, look at all the pieces, and see where they either fit or do not fit into our next step. And that's all we can do. And if you want to do it right, then you have to focus in on the moment. Everyone has a next step, and there is always a next step. It is important this month to honor and focus on what the next step is so you don't get stuck in despairing thought that this is as good as it gets, because it doesn't. The universe has some favors out there for some of you. Matter of fact, for all of us, each of us is going to get a favor. Tell me on the next show what you received, if you received it in the next couple of weeks. So set your intention from what has been activated last month. Include your passion and emotional enthusiasm. Set it on the golden line. Now, you know sorts of things, but when you add some emotion and some passion to it, oh, man, you're on the plane of manifestation. So watch what you're thinking. Watch how you're feeling about it. If you're feeling ugly, nasty, and hostile towards it, you know you're going to manifest some ugly, hostile stuff. But if you're thinking about something and you can you can just exude it and surround it with the love of the universe. And if you don't have any love to give it, then give it some compassion. Because who in the world needs more blessing, more compassion than those things, those persons, those entities, that energy that is throwing off all that negativity? Oh, surround it with prayer. You know, send it off with prayer and love from the Creator. Because the Creator is all that love. So send them some love and send them off. Turn them over to the abundant love of the Creator. Okay? So we're going to calm the instinctive center of its fear and anxiety. And we're going to keep a don't know mind. Because we don't know. We don't know what's going to be out there in the future. We're going to trust the unknown. We're going to set good boundaries against other people's drama, fear, and anxiety. You know, we're going to have some fun. Life is an adventure. And adventure is one of the needs of the year. So we're going to enjoy some stuff. We can't sit around being miserable. No. So how is this month going to show up for you personally? That was the general observation of this month from Lena. So how is it going to show up for you personally? Okay? The mantra for this month is, I come first. Remember that. Your mantra is, I come first. It is time to put your needs above others and create space for yourself to move into that next step. Often what holds us back is the notion that we have too many responsibilities and not enough time and energy or inspiration to move forward into the next step. The responsibilities often have to do with what others are expecting of you. It is time to question the motivations behind our actions and reset our priorities if we need to. You may disappoint others in the process, but if you don't consider your own next step first, you may miss an important opportunity. Now this month you need to be ruthless about your review of where your energy leaks are related to responsibility for others as well as habitual behavior that throws you out of the present and keeps you from moving forward. It is a discipline to stay present and out of worry about others, especially loved ones. No one can take the next step for you, and you cannot take the next step for anyone else. However, when others witness you moving forward, they may be inspired to do so as well. That is how you can serve. So take the mantra to heart. Just put it there. And put yourself first this month. I mean, you know, this month. We're not asking you to do it forever. Do it this month. And we'll see how we go forward, you know, at other times. Okay? Whether it is taking more time for yourself or doing more of what gives you joy or saying no without the worry of causing disappointment or being clear about who you want to spend time with, you owe it to yourself to move into that next step with as much clarity, presence, and personal power and energy as possible. And that's all I'm going to do with Lena this week because, you know, the month of March lasts for 29 or so more days. So before the month is over, we'll come back to what Lena has had to say. I want to talk a little bit about how to grab some happiness in your life. You know, I've been watching a lot of people who are depressed. They're not happy. They're just not happy. And they just don't know what to do about it. And some of them don't even know they're not happy. You can tell they're not happy by the way they're acting. They just don't know they're not happy. So let's call some attention to it. Okay? So, all of us claim we want happiness. And I came across this article where he was talking about how everybody wants some happiness, yet many of us are unhappy. We complain all the time. You ever hear people just complain? We fight with family members. We play dirty office politics with coworkers. We shout and scream at other drivers in traffic. You ever be riding in a car with somebody and they're talking to the cars outside the car? You know, look at that idiot over there. Look at that fool. Now, didn't he know I was going? I mean, it's like that person can't even hear you. We give random people on the street judgmental looks, you know. So you might say, well, that's not me. I don't do that stuff. Yes, you do. Why? Because you're human. I do it. We all do it. Look, we all know how to live a happy life. The formula for happiness is not some kind of secret. We all know that money, status, fame, or respect does not make us totally happy. It doesn't make you really happy. Look at all the people with money in the world creating havoc all over the place. You know, like the only thing they know how to do is try to get more money. They're not happy. And then they're making other people miserable while they're trying to get more money. Look at all the people in the world who strive to be managers and bosses on the job. Hello. Some of them are some of the grouchiest, nastiest people on the face of this earth. Now, if you've received a little bit of status and you just can't be nice about it, look at all these movie stars. There's a whole lot of them. They got some challenges facing them, you know? So, we have come to realize that happiness is a state of mind. It's something that comes and goes. So how do we keep it coming instead of coming and going? How do we keep it more coming than going? Well, there's a high probability you're currently chasing something. So what is it? Okay? This gentleman gave me a list of little things, but I added a couple because I know I'm chasing some of this stuff. You want to buy a house? You want to get a new job? Maybe a promotion? You know I'm talking to some of y'all out there because I'm getting ready to be retired. And I don't know if I want to retire from my job, but I sure know I don't think I want a new one. Am I looking for a promotion? Are you? You want to start a business? I own the business. You want to achieve some freedom? Start that new business. You may be more tied down than you bargained for. So we're always chasing something. Maybe you want to grow the business that you have. Maybe you want to get more followers in social media. Maybe you want a new car or a new used car. Maybe some of you want to settle down. Some of you may want to have children. Some of you want to be want to grow up the ones that you have so that you can have adults and no longer children. Maybe you want to go to a certain restaurant and eat. Maybe you want to travel to a different country. How about some of you chasing good health? Or how about wanting a pain-free existence? Now, the list of human desires is really not that long, and most of us aspire to achieve the similar ones, okay? Most of us are simple human beings. But you know what we are also? I bet you can guess. We are ungrateful. Yeah, we are. That's why we show that type of behavior mentioned earlier on in this little chat. You know, making little judgmental comments, you know, and looking people and rolling your eyes up and down, and why she look like that, and why does he drive the way he does, and oh my God, he is just so grumpy and grouchy. And yes, if you're grateful, why would you complain, right? Not trying to blame anybody and hate pointing a finger towards something or someone and saying that it's your fault. But let's be real. Get really real here. We as a society are ungrateful as all get out. And it's time to change that. So, we want to wake up happy. And we want to come home happy. And we want to be grateful to our husbands, wives, girlfriends. We want to be happy with the roommates that we have. We want to be grateful for that pet that greets us at the door. And I want to be grateful to my plants that I have all over town, because they're happy. And all they do is smile at me all day. So I need to be grateful about that. Well, you can have all that. You can be grateful. And you know what the real hack is? When you're grateful, you don't only feel better, you also get a better life. Good things come to those who appreciate what they have. No one said it better than Miss Oprah Winfrey. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. So conversely, when you don't appreciate what you have or what people do for you, you become bitter and resentful. You push the positive people away, and you will only surround yourself with a bunch of other ungrateful people. If you ask me, that's the recipe for the worst life there possibly is. So, what if people in my life are ungrateful? That might be a question you might ask. Try to share with them why gratitude is important, but don't try to convince them, because people never listen. Okay? A lot of times people don't listen to what you say. We've had shows before where I've encouraged you to get a journal and write down five things you're grateful for every day. And once you start doing that, you only change yourself when you begin to desire to change. You can only change if you desire to. Just look at how some of these self-improvement books and readings work. Nobody changes your life just because of an article they read. We all know that. It doesn't happen like that. We have to desire. We have to desire change. Of course, we can tell people that they can change. But no, once again, you change because you desire. Okay? So don't let ungrateful people into your life. We've got to leave them alone. We got to step away from family members and friends because of that. You may see them only once a year, maybe at Thanksgiving time, but you know it's only going to last for those couple of hours. You may not have any ties with them, and that's okay, because they will only drag you down. Instead, you want to go up. Life is beautiful, you know. You can treat every meal you eat with the best, like it's the best meal you have ever had. It doesn't matter if it's a hot dog on a bun. Appreciate the people in your life. Say thank you over and over and over again. Remember that they can also not do the things they do. So no matter how little others do for you, pay them back with big appreciation. You know, little things you appreciate. Appreciate the Uber driver. Boy, did I appreciate the guy that was rolling me through the airport yesterday. He was phenomenal. And then I met a woman who was from Brooklyn. I met her at the airport in New York. And this woman, when she got to Virginia, she was scared to death to allow me and the guy wheeling me around to guide her out of the airport in Virginia. You know, it dawned on me after I got home, this woman's from New York. She didn't be trusting following people all over the place. But by the time I got her to the door where her nephew could pick her up, she looked at the guy wheeling me around and said, "This is the best friend I've ever had in my entire life." And I started laughing. I had to laugh because I just met this woman sitting waiting for my flight out of New York. We just met. But I became the best friend she's ever had. And it was amazing how we can influence people. I wish I had gotten her phone number. But like Lena says, we can't be looking in the past. I can't be looking back there. I really wish we had exchanged phone numbers. Maybe we could have gone to lunch in the future. So now I'm looking at the future. That won't be. So we do a lot of those crazy things. So be thankful. Thankful to the flight attendant that gave you the Diet Coke. Well, you see, my flight attendant, when they start pouring that Coke in a little teeny cup with some ice, I ask, "Can I have the whole can, please?" And they give me a whole can of Coke. I can't deal with that little teeny cup of stuff. And I say thank you. Say thank you for everything. Be grateful for everything. And most importantly, appreciate where you are in life. You're alive. You know, thank your parents for being there for you. And if they were not there, thank them for turning you into an independent adult. You will never see anything with make a bigger impact on the quality of your life as gratitude will. Okay? You can treat gratitude as your secret weapon. I mean, you don't even have to tell anybody about it. You know, just be it. You walk in gratitude. As you walking down the street, you know, you like, "I am grateful for the sun. I am grateful for this sidewalk. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. I am grateful for this man that just walked by me and smiled. I am grateful for this building over here. You know, I am grateful for the snow. I'm grateful for the grass that's under my feet. I'm grateful for that tree." I mean, you don't have to let anybody know, but you can walk in gratitude. You know, there's no need to tell others about it. For some people, it's never good enough. No matter what they do or have. On the other hand, some people have no expectations and appreciate everything that comes to them. Okay? So you want to avoid the former type of person. You want to cherish the latter. And you know who the people are that are grateful, that are in your company, and they are grateful. You do know. So let me see here. I have a listening audience, and I want to share something. It has to do with depression. This is just a little blurb on depression because I am not a medical authority on depression. Now, I do know that some people, they need to take medication for their depression. And there are some of us who don't want to take medication, and we don't understand why we fluctuate in and out with our depression. I will always say it's nice to monitor depression with a licensed professional, which I'm not. But just like gratitude, when we become grateful for all things that we have, we manifest more things in our life. I feel for me, my depression, or when I'm depressed, it's because I'm creating my own reality of thought. And that's not a good thing. Because if I walk around my apartment and I sit and I feel like I'm alone, I will look up and I see all of these plants in my apartment that are offspring of one plant, little teeny start that I got from my grandmother, oh, maybe 40 years ago. That's how long. Got this one stalk, and I rooted it, and I've got, like, trees. This is about, like, the fourth tree I've grown up to the ceiling in my apartment. And when I look around, how can I be alone? I got the ancestors present. They're here. They're with me, you know. When I walk into my job and I see the people around me and I am grateful for them, that can kick me out of depression. But one of the things that I want to share with you was so profound. I was visiting my mother in New York City. And my spot in the house when I go to visit, it's the living room couch. Okay? I'm very comfortable on that couch. And I have to get used to the sounds in my mother's house because I live alone. So the sounds in her house are very, very extremely audible to me. And one of the sounds in her house, I brought that sound home with me. And it's not a good thing. Because, you see, the sound was the words to a song that my mother's mind and my brother's mind, their minds are being fed these words all night in their sleep time when it's their hypnotic state. The mind is open. Relax. That's how you get hypnotized, because I was hypnotized to stop smoking. So I know what they do is they relax your mind, and they tell you to relax, and so you relax your mind intentionally. Now, when you're asleep, your mind is relaxed unintentionally. You're sleeping, and your mind is being fed. So what's the song that I brought home with me? And that's a song that I knew back in the 70s because I used to sing it all the time. But my mind wasn't asleep while I was singing a song. I was just singing words. But when your mind is asleep and you're hearing these words, like I said, I woke up this morning with these words in my brain because I brought them with me back from New York. And my dream time. The name of the song is Sideshow by Blue Magic. Now, this is what my brain was fed. Step right up, hurry, hurry, before the show begins, my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets, I hope you will attend. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see what life has done to those like you and me. See the man with the broken heart. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad. See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got no doubt about it. Satisfaction's guaranteed. So let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. See the man who's been crying for a million years. So many tears. See the girl who's collected broken hearts for souvenirs. It's more exciting than a one-man band, the saddest little show in all the land. So let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by, guaranteed to make you cry. And then it repeats, let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. Now, waking time, you may want to, reminisce about this song. I remember this song. And maybe I remembered it because I knew it by heart back in the day. But we do not want to listen to things that are going to make us sad. We create our own reality. And we can create our reality by feeding our mentality with positive things, especially when we're sleeping. Okay? One of the things that I also did when I was there was I went to sleep every night watching TV, which I don't do at home because it's like, whoa. Can you imagine sleeping and SpongeBob is on or sleeping, and South Park is on with little Cartman with his little swear words and stuff, feeding your mentality? What about babies when you have your children in the room with you, babies, and you're listening to music with F that and F the other, and, these babies are being fed this stuff. It's feeding their brains, little infants. You think that you're not feeding their little infant brains with this negativity? Yeah, you are. Watching TV while the babies are in the room, the brains absorb all of this stuff. That's really amazing. Out of all the songs I brought home being played in my brain when I woke up this morning, it was Sideshow. Now, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to find me something else. It's like, what do they call that? The something worm. I forget what they call it. When your brain picks up something and it just goes on and plays it over and over for you. Well, we're not going to let that happen. And hopefully, those of you who are listening, you know that your brain is a very sensitive organ, and how your brain is fed subliminally is when you are unconscious about what is being fed. There was a teaching by Imam Wardi Muhammad, and he talked about commercials and subliminal seduction. While somebody is watching a movie roll on the screen, they're flashing these little negative things that zip right through. Your eye don't see it, but your mind sees it. The same thing happens when you are in your dream state and you are sleeping. Whatever you're doing while you sleep, you want it to be positive. If you're listening to something, if you fall asleep watching the TV, make sure that as you're watching something before you go to sleep, it's a positive something. Now, we can't control what comes on after what we're watching is positive on the TV, because once we go to sleep, we don't know what they done changed it to. But when you're going to sleep at night, you definitely need to understand what you're playing and recording over and over again into your brain. that's something you can control. You can do a guided meditation about spiritual growth, guided meditation that plays over and over again. And that meditation that's guided can be something that you fall asleep on, and it adds to enhancing your capabilities during your waking hours. Or there are Muslims who can listen to their kubas that are positive as they are going to sleep. A lot of us want to listen to that when we wake up. Those are the lullabies we can have as we're falling asleep. We need positive energy feeding our mentality, because there's too much negative going on in the face of this earth. Trust me. I try my best every day not to be a part of it, because it's so easy to be sucked in. But that's enough of my little fuss session. Okay? Back to our 333. It's an energy portal that's opening up. Okay? And I know you've all been waiting for that energy portal. For those of you who are who came in late, we talked about this being the third month, the third day, and this is a third year, a 3 year rather. The 2 plus the 2019, 2 plus 0 is 2 plus 1 is 3 plus 9 is 12, and then you add the 1 and the 2 of 12, and that gives you the 3 year. And it goes on to talk about how numerology can affect. There are signs that are sent to us by the universe, and that's one of the ways the universe sends us messages, through numerology. And the energy portal, this intense vibration of this 333 energy will change the frequency of our energy field. This awakening brings higher levels of conscious awareness, enhanced intuition, insights, internal and external transformation, and closure. Today is a highly charged vibrational reset. This energetic shift powers the number 3, bringing 3 months of mental strength, deep healing, and completion of past cycles, inner peace, alignment, and authentic soul connections, elimination of unhealthy patterns, and fewer painful lessons. A new cycle with an abundance of blessings and possibilities. So start speaking out loud the positive transformation you hope for, and watch as doors open, opportunities appear, breakthroughs happen, and for goals to rapidly manifest. This is a new chapter. Trust in the change and let go of any toxicity, and be ready for an exciting new start. So, with that, nourish your brain with healthy thoughts. Get a gratitude list going so you can be grateful every day for every little teeny thing. And as this 3 month, 3 day, 3 year opens up, the next 3 months of wonderful happenings, hey, how can we go wrong? You know, we're just getting ready to just explode with goodness and happiness and joy. And if you find that some stuff is happening that want to take you down, go to your gratitude list and write some gratitude stuff and watch. That'll dissipate right on out of your brain. Watch it happen. Turn it over. Whew, and with that, I think it's time for me to say goodnight. Good night, everybody. This is Duchess. I'm exhausted. I've had a good week. Thank you, New York. I had a good time. Thank you for my birthday, everybody. It's been a wonderful month, February was for me. Okay, be good. Stay safe. And stay warm. And stay out of the cold. Because, wow, you know, February is usually the heavy month, but it looks like it's going to be March. Stay blessed. Toodaloos. Happy birthday, Mother Samira. Take care.